horse and cart all fixed up, if I can call this a horse, and by the searing sands of Sardinus, what are those?
The makers of Jungle Oats and Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jet Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Far Star.
That's one of the kings of the jungle, roaring to go because he eats plenty of what's good for him. It's the same with you growing youngsters. Eat the right food for breakfast. A bowl full of good, nourishing jungle oats, and you're roaring to go.
Mom, I ran the mile in 6 minutes. I'm off to swimming practice now.
That's jungle talk.
Mom, guess what? I'm the junior netball captain.
That's jungle talk. Eat good, nourishing jungle oats for breakfast every day, and you're roaring to take on anything. Jungle Oats, South Africa's champion energy breakfast.
That way, and along the way, I may meet up with some of the astral beings in their invisible ships, okay? Don't worry about that when it happens, but outside there, rather like wolves, the size of... heavens, the size of horses slinking around out there. Now we're getting fairly close to the entrance of the domes. I could just hear it and see it. And five of those wolves, I think they call that, just disappeared. A gun at the entrance? A kind of lightning gun? Yes. I saw the wolves go, but now the rest of the pack hanging around, and... Easy, which means the astral beings are watching that gate there, so if I get through, I'll have to swing left hard and cut along the domes and get away fast. And once out, those wolves, how fast is this horse thing called a gandry, huh? Well, no use waiting and wondering. Let's get it moving. Come on. Right, heading for the gate now. Come on, boys, come on. Can't see anything, which is understandable. I shan't see anything through the gate now, and swing to the left. Come on, boy. Come on. Hey-ya! And there were guns at the gate, but they missed. If I keep moving, come on, boys. Come on, come on. Swing to the right, round the low hills. Come on, come on. Come on. Right, now we head to where I hope the spaceship will be. And as I thought, those wolves, the size of horses, must have cut around the gate, and there they are behind me. Okay, Jungle, move it, boy. Come on, here! Here! Come on!
What? Don't say what.
Say what?
What?
What were you going to say?
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, yes. Thank you.
Hmm?
Thank you.
Have you gone quite mad, Professor Valetti?
Thank you as well.
Miss Miller, this could be a symptom of space travel, allied with forms of claustrophobic derangement. I think we should be careful, and at the same time, it might be an idea if you let me away from this chair now.
You are staying strapped in the chair, Doctor, until Jet arrives. Jupiter, thank you as well.
Are you quite all right, Spaghetti?
No, no, that's wrong. Got it. Now shut up, Black Cat. I'm trying to say something. something.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
Happy Christmas. And thank you. I remember you both, you see, but you don't remember me. I've got you presents, but today, you give me nothing. Don't mind. Don't forget. Happy Christmas. And Samantha. And Jupiter. Don't forget to shake your hand. So, happy Christmas. Buona Natale. Prosperous New Year. Fabieri di Sevelier. Forza del Destino. Happy Christmas, everyone. Why for you look to me like that?
It isn't until tomorrow.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not? It's Christmas Eve today.
At daytime?
Yes.
And Christmas is not until tomorrow?
No, Spaghetti, I don't know. They said there's one born every single minute of the day. Anyway, I still wish everyone happy Christmas.
So do we, Professor.
I don't mind about the present. I don't care. I suffer, but I am brave. I will not complain.
Oh, really, Spaghetti?
A present? For me?
Yes. Happy Christmas tomorrow.
Well, so why you give it to me now?
Well, because we may not be alive tomorrow.
See. Well, it is a book, eh?
And our presents?
I give them already to you. A kiss from the handsome Professor Valetti. Thank you, Sam. Very funny.
Well, what is it?
How to tell a good joke and get away with it. Hey, you know something? Thank you very much. And maybe we do live tomorrow. Because I have the feeling.
What can that be? I think the astral beings are trying to break into the command ship.
Well, they can't do that.
They're trying.
Yes, and see. And once again, yes.
Well, they must have. They're trying to force the hatch open, but they can't do that. These things are made so that the hatches are impossible to open from the outside. Isn't that right, Dr. Kett?
Yeah, but they may have some sophisticated equipment that we don't know about.
I don't think so. I think they're trying to jemmy the hatch open. Obviously, they must know metal up there on Armageddon. They must have metal levers or something.
They won't succeed. Have we got any guns in here?
No, nothing.
Wait a minute. I have an idea.
Why do you wait, Sam? Tell us.
I think they are breaking in somehow. Listen, that hatch there to the right. Now they're working on this hatch here. We have no weapons, and we can't even see them. But if we could open the other hatch and fire something across the hatch they're trying to open, we'll hit them.
But for one thing, what do we fire at them?
Well, the guide rockets that we use on our feet outside the command ship. The guide rockets which Jet and Kett use to get down to the surface of the planet. We fire them, pointing the escape blast nozzle at the hatch.
Sam, you are most clever. Just one point. If we are not careful, you know what happens.
What?
Well, we get carried up the command ship and we zoom into space.
Well, you'll hold me firmly round the waist.
With pleasure.
And, Doctor, you'll have to help as well. Untie her, Spaghetti.
No. No.
We've got to do it, Spaghetti.
And if that gnawing creature talks to her again... Okay, so I sing again. That's okay. As it is, I didn't finish the aria last time. Come here. Okay.
Look, take one of the rockets, Spaghetti, and sweep above the hatch.
Okay.
Should blast those astral beings off there.
You hope?
I hope.
See that spaceship yet? Those wolf creatures will outrun this gantry, even though I reckon we're going at about 80 kilometers an hour. Come on, boy, keep moving. Come on! Pop! Pop! Hey!
You are succeeding?
It is not easy, Noran, but the hatch will open soon.
Work, work harder and hurry.
Work! Work at opening this hatch! Work!
We are ready?
Yes. When I call out, Spaghetti, open the hatch and you and Dr. Kett hoist me up. Ready?
Ready. Doctor?
Ready. Okay. Now.
Right. You have the guy's rocket in your arms.
Yes.
Okay, Doctor. We get the hatch open. We grab Samantha and push her through. Now.
Oh,
God! Down again.
What did you see?
Oh, nothing. But you must have heard what I heard. They shouted out. I'm sure I got them.
Hey, one question. Why wasn't I up there using the rocket?
Yes, I wondered that, too.
Maybe I am a coward after all, huh? I don't like that.
He is dead?
He is dead. Burned to death and the two others badly burned. They are clever, Noren.
Yes, but not as clever as we are. Now, more men under you, Narak, will climb onto the spaceship again. Two of them will command the hatch from which they fired that rocket. As it opens, strike in with the stone guns.
While we open the other hatch?
Exactly.
Good.
Men!
Yes, Narak?
Climb! Climb up again!
Come up. Narak?
Yes, Noren?
Before you go there, let me tell you this. By Earth reckoning, tomorrow is what they call Christmas Day, a day on which they give presents to each other. A strange custom, but they say a good one. We will work through this night if we have to, but by tomorrow, I wish to present them with something. Jungle, Muller, Professor Valetti, and Dr. Kett. A present. By tomorrow, or the day after, we give them a present of stone.
When a man gets to be 9 or 10, he's growing fast, and that's just when he needs the stuff that kills a man.
Black Cat Peanut Butter!
Yes, Black Cat Peanut Butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness, and the taste, well, children love it!
Black Cat Peanut Butter! It's the energy-giving sandwich spread. It's the greatest.
Right next to bread, it's the one that helps you get ahead. Black Cat Peanut Butter! Wolves, coming in now to attack the gandry, pulling this cart. They'll tear to pieces. Stop and fight them, and look at them. Even I haven't a chance.
Sir, you're a dog. What did you like about Dogmore dog food?
It's the gravy.
That's right. Dogmore balanced dog food. It's gravy coated.
Again on Wednesday night to the adventures of Jet Jungle. The makers of Black Cat Peanut Butter and Jungle Oats wish all of you a very Merry Christmas.